Shalom to all. Today's officer Shalom Shabbos Daf Nun Beis. We are starting about the fifth line with the words Har of Baba Shem Chizda Amar and the Vilna Sura Daf. It's a little bit into Mem Beis on Beis. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Basav Yaakov Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So just have a quick recap. The Gemara yesterday had quoted a Mishnah which brought a discussion between Rabbi Kiv and Rabbi Lezer about one being over multiple malachas behalom echad and how many chatayas he must bring. Rabbi Lezer responded he only needs one for every iser, and Rabbi Kiv argued with that. Now there was machlekas on Mayraim what this discussion between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiv was about. Shegas Shabbos or Zadim Malachas, or Shigas Malachas and Zadim Shabbos. So now we're going to ask a question on one of those explanations. Ha, Rav Baba Shem Rechizda Amar, Rav Bad Kor Rechizda saying, that B'Shigas Shabbos u'B'Zadim Malachas Shalu, then that was Rabbi Kiva's question to Rabbi Lezer, and it was on this that Rabbi Lezer had answered, he's Chayav Kol Achas V'Achas. Now since the only Shigig here that he could be Chayav for is Shabbos, and we're saying that he's Chayav Kol Achas V'Achas, it must be that Rabbi Lezer is saying that he's Chayav for every single Shabbos that he's over Malachas. Now it also has to be that he's Chayav for every single Malacha that he does across those Shabbosos, because if not, Rabbi Lezer Chaymer wouldn't be complete. And because of that, the Gemara asks, V'lam Yishum Shegas Shabbos HaTaifsai, aren't you being Taifas him? You're getting him, meaning you're being Mechayev him only for the Shegig of Shabbos. So why is he going to be Chayev for every individual Malacha that he's over on as well? And we don't have an answer to this just yet, but later on, the Gemara is going to actually answer it. But I think we're actually brings a third explanation of what Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva are arguing about. Rabbi Chizkiah says, B'Sher Rabba, Shtaim Shalu. Rabbi Kiva asked Rabbi Lezer two things. He didn't just ask him one thing, it was both things. Meisib B'Shabbos Shegig Malachas, Sheikhayev Kalachas Va'ach. And Shagi B'Shabbos Umezim B'Malachos Ma'olasas Atoldos Ke'ikar. And Amr of Yaakov Ardisai, Yaakov Ardisai says, B'Tanya the base Rebbe Kane, this was taught in base Medrash of Rebbe. It is basically the same wording of the Mishnah that we had brought, but we see this B'Feirush. The question was, Ha'isim Malachas Harbe B'Shabbos is Harbe Me'im Malacha Achas Behelim Achas Mahu was the din? Chayv Achas HaKulam, is he Chayv one for everything? Oy Achas HaKol Achas Va'Achas, or one for every single thing that he's over? And we explain, Malachas Harbe Me'im Malacha Achas, when this lashon is used, Hada he mazed Shabbos Shagi Malach. That's referring to that he was mazed regarding Shabbos and shagig by malachos, and Shabbos is harbi mei malacha achas hadahi shagig b'Shabbos u'mazed malachos. So here we actually see that Rabbi Kiva's question to Rabbi Lezer was regarding both shagig Shabbos mazed malachos and mazed Shabbos shagig malachos. Okay, now we go on to ask a question onto our other amar from yesterday. Ha Rabbi Zair b'Shem Rabbi Chizda and Rabbi Ila b'Shem Rabbi Shem ben Lakish, Trey and Armin, both of them said b'Zadin Shabbos u'b'Shigas malachos shalu. Rabbi Kiva's question to Rabbi Lezer was about Zadin Shabbos and Shigas malachos. Namely, he was shagig only regarding the malachas, and Rabbi Lezer had responded, yes, he's chayv for each and every malacha he's over. Now, it also has to be over here, just like we had explained in the beginning of today's Gemara, in Rav Baba Shem Rav Chizda, that he's going to be chayv for every single Shabbos that he's over as well. And so on that, we have his question too. V'yesh adam is chayv al zadon? Could a person be chayv for zadon? If we said over here that he's being mazed by Shabbos, a person can't be chayv a karbon if he's over something being mazed. So how could it be in Shittas Rav Lezer that he's chayv for mazed on Shabbos? It should just be that he's chayv for shagig of malachas. And over here, we have an answer. Atnos and shigas Malachas al Zadin Shabbos. You take the Shagig of Malachas and you put it on the Zadin of Shabbos. In other words, since he was Shagig regarding the Malachas, and he was Shagig regarding these Malachas across multiple Shabbosos, so you view each one as its own individual Isser every single Shabbos, and so you have a separate carbon for each and every Malacha for each and every Shabbos. And no base on base on top of the Chavasah. Similarly, this is the same answer to the question that we started out the Gemara with Shagig b'Shabbos who mezid Malacha at Nois and Shigas Shabbos al Zadin Malachas. We take that Shagig that he was in regards to Shabbos, and we apply that to all the malachas that he was over. L'chayv kolachas va'achas, he's going to be over every single one. Now we go all the way back to explain the Mishnah, asking a fundamental question on Shitas Rabbi Lezer. Remember, the basic question Rabbi Kiva asked Rabbi Lezer is whether or not a person is going to be chayv multiple isurim or just one. And he said yes, he's going to be over multiple ones. Where does this come from? Said Rabbi Lezer, nida. That just like when a person is ba'il and nida, even though it's just one person, every single bia is going to be another isur. So too by Shabbos. So the question is, and pay attention to the gears to change. V'les Rabbi Lezer may achas l'chayv kolachas. Doesn't Rabbi Lezer hold his drasha that we had previously in the Gemara? The pasuk had told us va'asa me'achas me'ele, and from the drasha of me'achas, we learned that a person is chayav kolachas va'achas. And by Rabbi Lezer bringing this kal v'chaymer from Nida, it seems to be that he's not using this pasuk of me'achas, but obviously he does have to use that drasha. So what does he use it for? And the answer is actually b'shem Rabbi Lezer. We found taught in the name of Rabbi Lezer gadol shenish b'bein agayim. If a gadol, somebody above bar mitzvah, was captured and he was stuck among the gayim and he totally forgot about Shabbos, he obviously used to know about Shabbos because he was a gadol. But then he forgot about it. Chayv al kolachas v'achas. He's chayv for every single Shabbos that he's over malachas, and that cannot be learned from Nida, because when being ba'al in Nida, the only way a person could be chayv is if he knows of the Isser of Nida at the time. He just thought that maybe this woman wasn't a Nida, and that's why he was over multiple be'ilos. But in regards to Gadol being nesh b'bein agayim, he's not going to be chayv for every single Shabbos if he remembers. So it has to be that he used to know, but he forgot, and that's why he's chayv for every single Shabbos. And now the Gemara goes all the way back to the original Mishnah of the Perek, which differentiated between a person being over multiple malachas on one Shabbos Shabbos or Melachos across multiple Shabbosais? And that's what the Gemara asks. Ma bein mezid b'Shabbos v'shagig b'Melachos? What's the difference between if a person was mezid by Shabbos and shagig regarding the Melachos? We're going to be chayiv multiple lavim. And ma bein shagig b'Shabbos v'mezid b'Melachos? What's the difference between when he's shagig in regards to Shabbos but mezid by the Melachos that he's only chayiv one for that entire Shabbos? And Omar Rabbi Yis explains, further pointing out this question, v'lama mezid b'Shabbos v'shagig b'Melachos chayiv klachas v'achas? Why is it that when he's mezid by Shabbos, he knows that it's Shabbos and he's not to be ever Melachos, he was just shagig growing the Melachos, that he's chayiv in every single one? That's because she'im oimer ataloi, if you tell him right before he does something, Melacha hizu, this is a Melacha, hu perish mimena, he's definitely going to stop doing that one. However, v'ais Melachos acheres, he's going to do other Melachos because he's shagig regarding all those Melachos. So that means that every single Melacha that he does is like its own Isser, it's his own lav, it's his own carbon, because every single thing he's going to be over on, you technically have to tell him, don't do that, and then he's going to stop, but then he's going to do something else, and you have to say, don't do that, and then he's going to stop. So each one is its own individual thing. And v'lama shagig b'Shabbos u'mezid melachas ein chayav al ha'achas? Why is it that when it's the other way around, that he's shagig regarding Shabbos, but he's mezid by the melachos, meaning he knows that these melachos are asar on Shabbos, but for whatever reason he thinks that today isn't Shabbos, let's say, why is it that he's only chayav one, even though he's over multiple melachos? That's because she'im oimer ataloi, Shabbos hizu, if you tell him, hey buddy, it's Shabbos, miyad hu pirish, immediately he's going to stop from every single melacha. You only have to tell him that once. You just have to say, hey, it's Shabbos, and then he's not going to do any melachos. So that means that any melacha that he does really just all fits under one category, that he doesn't know that it's Shabbos, and that's what he's only ever won. Now the question is, shagag bazet ubazet, let's say he was shagig regarding melachos and Shabbos, so if Amnuna or Amnuna says, ein chayv alachas, he's only chayv one. However, Amalei Reb Zeira asked him, v'lav kol shekein hu, wouldn't it be a kol shekein, ilu mezid b'Shabbos shagig melachos, if he was mezid by Shabbos and shagig by melachos, ein chayv alachas v'achas, wouldn't you say that he's chayv for every single one, like we know, when he's shagig by the melachos? And now you want to say that mibnei sheni toisef loy shigigas Shabbos, because now we have an additional shagig, a shagig regarding Shabbos, ovid shigigas melachos, all of a sudden he loses that shagig of melachos, and you're going to say he's only chayv one? How does that make sense? If he's shagig by melachos, he's chayv for everything. Adding on another shagig of Shabbos shouldn't now downgrade his chiyuvim to only one? And that's Reb Zeira's question on Rav Menuna's shita. Now we move on to talk about siruf of Shabbos. Rabbi Yirmiyahu ba kumi Reb Zeira, Rabbi Yirmiyahu asafon Reb Zeira, katzar chatzi gregeris b'Shabbos zu. A fellow cut half of a fig this Shabbos. We know there's an isser of ktsir on Shabbos, but really in order to be chayv, he has to cut a whole gregeris worth, and here he cut half. And when he cut it on Shabbos, it was bezadin Shabbos. He knew it was Shabbos today. B'shegas melachas. He was just a shaygig. He didn't know it was asr to cut. And v'chatzri gregeris Shabbos zu, the next Shabbos, he cut another chatzri gregeris, but it was the other way around. B'shegas Shabbos bezadin melachas. He was shaygig in regards to Shabbos, and he was mezid in regards to the melacha. And the question is, shagagas shabai ma'ushayit starfer. What about these two shaygigs? A shaygig in regards to melacha the first Shabbos, the shaygig in regards to Shabbos the next Shabbos. Could we combine these two shaygigs to be mechayiv him? And the answer to that is, if sure loymer Shabbos mechalkas Shabbos mitstarfos, are we able to say that Shabbos is mechalik and Shabbos is mitstarf? We know that a person does one law of this Shabbos and another law of next Shabbos. Shabbos is mechalik; it's considered two separate Shabbosos, and so he's chayiv two separate karbonos. And so, how are we able to say that Shabbos is mitstarf? Half of a law in this one and a half of a law in the next one also we're going to mitstarf them. If Shabbos is mechalik, Shabbos can't be mitstarf. However, the response to that is, but harei tamchuyin chalkin v'tamchuyin mitstarfin. We see by tamchuyin that they're chalkin, but they're also mitstarf. This refers to, let's say, we have two pots of chaylev, forbidden fats, cooking. Let's say one of them is roasting and one of them is cooking, and that's two different isurim. And a person has a kezias from one and a kezias from the other. It's considered like two separate kezaisim of two separate isurim. So he's either for two separate lavin, and that's called tamchuyin chalkin. But on the other hand, if we have two pots of chaylev that are cooking, let's say, and they both fit under the same isur of cooked chaylev, and he eats half a kezias from one and half a kezias from the other, then they are mitstarf, and he's considered being either for a full isur of eating chaylev. So there's actually no problem to have these seemingly opposing things working together. Sometimes it could be a chiluk, sometimes it could be a tziruf. And so Amalei responded to him, any day tam tamchuy. I actually don't understand the reason why this would be in the case of the tamchuy, because v'loy mas nisahi, don't we have a mission that tells us as follows? Kasav v'isachas b'Shabbos zu, that's a proper girsa. A person wrote one letter on this Shabbos, v'isachas b'Shabbos haba, that's proper girsa, and another letter on the next Shabbos. And we know that in order for a person to be chayiv for writing on Shabbos, he has to write two letters. So he wrote one letter this Shabbos and one letter next Shabbos. Reb Lezer mechayiv. Take out the word chatos. Nun gimel ben alf on top. Reb Shua paters. And so we see that Shabbos is not mitzarif very clearly. So I'm not so sure what's going on with tamchuy, but in regards to Shabbos, we for sure can't be mitzarif two half yisurim from two different Shabbosos. However, Amar Bazaria kumi Rav Mana, Rav Azariah says in front of Rav Mana, tifter bezadoin. We could explain this thing we just quoted regarding writing as that he did it b'mezid. He wrote b'mezid one Shabbos and b'mezid the next Shabbos, and so we're not going to be able to mitzarif those two mezids to be mechayiv him. So Amar Leir Rav Mana responds to Rav Azariah, v'lei kol shekeinu, isn't it a kol shekein? Mayim azadoin she'ena chaylek ena mitzarif. Just in case of zadoin, if a person's over a lav one Shabbos b'mezid and over another lav next Shabbos b'mezid, wouldn't consider that like two separate Shabbosos to be mechayiv him two different things, and And there's also no tsiruf either, like we just saw in this Mishnah, according to you, Rebbe Azariah, Shigaga, when we're talking about Shaygig, she chalekes, that there is a difference between Shabbosais. If a person is over b'shaygig this Shabbos and over another malacha b'shaygig next Shabbos, that's two separate malachas on two separate Shabbosais, so he's chayv two separate karbonos, like kol sheken shaloytet starf. Shouldn't we say for sure that there's no tsiruf? Because again, we can't have Shabbos being mechalek and being mitzarif. And therefore, going all the way back to Rebbe Yirmiyahu's question, Rebbe Zeira, it turns out to be a non-question because we can't be mitzarif. Half a malacha done b'shaygig this Shabbos and half a malacha being done b'shaygig next Shabbos. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow with another understanding of what Rabbi Yirmiyahu had asked. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.